And trying to look around and find a brother on her level, it's kind of hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people have been where she's been? How many people has done what she's done?
Yeah.
That's black.
Yeah.
Very few. And those males that have gone that far, I can guarantee you somebody got them before they got too far. They recognize their quality.
You
know, caught him in high school.
Well, you know, it must be, too, a real psychological wrench to start looking at somebody at this race. I
mean, yeah.
Because of the barriers that everybody raises, you know, that must be a real...
It can be traumatic.
Yeah, just in itself. I mean, you have to find somebody
with that. The trauma comes with peer group acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Relative acceptance. You know, you got to deal with your family too.
Yeah, oh gosh.
But then we have grown up perhaps in an environment too of acceptance due to the fact that most blacks have some sort of white blood in them. I have a relative of theirs who is that high yellow.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to have another little saying and go with that. Light and bright, damn near white, got to be right. You know, this girl works over in the planning department. She's very explaining, you know, she's one of the high yellow chicks too.
Uh-huh.
And she feels embarrassed when I say that to her. But I want to say it jokingly. People have done that, and it's a matter of resentment and ridicule and scum. Like my sister and my mother was a ruddy red from my grandfather. My sister being even lighter and with very straight hair. She suffered a lot of ridicule from my cousins who, a doctor. Now they used to call her names like, you know what baby fecal material looks like? You know, yellow. And they used to, well, in white race, the old shit colored nigga, you know. And if she called either one of them a little smut or a sambo, she got whipped for it. But if they called her that, it was no big deal. So she had to grow up with a protective plate here,
yeah,
of accepting insults because she's different.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that that's going on within families. So when you start looking around for, you know, saying that, well, you know, Jack is going with that white woman over there, Sue is courting that white man, it doesn't make a difference because that's been going on all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, but so then the acceptance is a little bit... black people accept it a lot more than whites do, because then we have seen more evidence of it right in the community and in the family.
Yeah.
For instance, my wife's father is white. So when my son came home and he had a white girlfriend, it didn't bother me, his grandfather's white.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But now I would imagine...
Her parents.
Yeah, particularly her daddy. Somehow or another, my mother didn't care. But the father, you know, big deal with that dude, man, you know. And I could understand why. I understand his, you know, his thinking. And it didn't bother me. I told my son is that you just be careful. You know, I always made it happen. I still don't. You know, I grew up in that era that you just didn't ride around with no white woman at night. Didn't ride around in the daytime either. And growing up, you know. So then I have found myself, even as young as I am, worried about where my son is if he's out with her.
Uh-huh.
And that should be no concern, you know.
Yeah.
He's not bothered by that as much now. That
you know what? I'm supposed to be asking you about farm stuff. I better get to my farm stuff.
Yeah. Before we talk another hour, we'll take.
Yeah, this is a lot more interesting than farm stuff, if you ask me. But supposed to ask you the farm stuff.